views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. I am using this radio show as a vehicle to provide creative solutions to your problems and energetic shifts for you. So, and I'm doing this with my favorite energetic practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Today, I have the most wonderful, beautiful epigeneticist in the world that I know of, Sharan Sirdar, and she is an epigeneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and she's also contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics and other interesting facts in life. Hey, Sharan, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Good to be here again. Thank you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And so what have you been up to, Sharan?
Well, it's been interesting with Christmas coming up. I went grocery shopping on Monday.
I saw that on Facebook. What happened?
I got verbally attacked, I guess is the word. But yeah, it's just interesting. The energy out there right now, it can get a bit crazy, can't it, Colette?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I was raised, my mom was like, she had four Christmas trees in the house, all decorated in different themes.
Nice.
The entire yard was done. She baked enough baking, canned enough goods, made pierogies, made cabbage rolls, meat pies. There was enough food to feed like the entire neighborhood, and quite often she would. My mom absolutely could not stand the thought of anyone being alone for Christmas or not being fed. And so, you know, I was raised on this, like, do Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I did that when my children were younger. And I've kind of, it was actually after my mom's passing, like, it'll be 4 years in this at the end of January, that, mm-hmm. you know, I looked at my younger daughter the one day and said, you know, I just can't do it, Maddie. I just can't do it. I was about 10 days before Christmas. And I said, you know, I'm really struggling here. I really want to do Christmas for you. My other daughter was away at school. And she looked at me and she said, thank God, Mom. Because Sometimes it's just better to recognize that you're not in the mood.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of forcing it and pushing your way. And a lot of people, you know, since then, like I've been I've been what I call a rebel without a clause. Mm-hmm. And for the last 4 years, and you know, I've started new tradition, which we all be doing tomorrow with my friends. There's a few of us that, you know, also kids grown up, like kind of not in the mood for doing the Christmas thing. And not that we you know, it's beautiful and magical for the children and everything, but as you said, you know, when you're in a grocery store and people are like
food's never going to be available again.
Yeah, like if somebody is like telling you off in that way, I said I was laughing because I know like how gentle you are, and like that's someone who's really triggered. But we'll go to the mall tomorrow about 2 o'clock, and we'll just sit and enjoy each other's company, get dressed up, sit and enjoy each other's company, and watch everybody go crazy, especially the men, because they have a tendency to shop at the last minute, and it's fun to watch. It really is. It's and it's hilarious. Not like we're laughing at the people.
No,
we're just
not.
Laughing at ourselves for all
exactly.
of the, you know, all of the angst and the stress and the running around that we did. And, you know, you'll see a lot of, you know, talk right now about, you know, the Syrian refugees and that, and people are afraid to let them in their countries. And, you know, I'm not going to comment either way on that. I have my views on it, and, you know, opinions are just opinions, but energetically, I find it amusing. Mm-hmm. That people will have nativity scenes out on their lawns that are depicting a Middle Eastern family that wasn't allowed in the inn. And
yeah.
at the same time, you know, so we have to recognize this, that, you know, you know, the season is about joy and, you know, gift giving. And to me, the biggest present we can give each other is love.
Yes.
And that, you know, that we could come from our hearts and, you know, peace and goodwill to everyone. And we can strengthen that energetically on this call or on this radio show. I know that a lot of people are out there right now shopping and getting the last minute stuff done and, you know, and getting the presents wrapped and all that. And that's all really beautiful and cool. All this energy being put into family, you know, into mm-hmm. Getting together as a family and that. And that's what I'd like to strengthen on this show.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's just the love and the reasons, the underlying reasons why mm-hmm. we would do this. And what does that have to do with epigenetics? Well, when you think about the stress level right now that a lot of people are feeling, mm-hmm. how does that affect our bodies, Sharon?
Well, you know, that's why I mentioned that, because it really is, it does impact us a lot. And, you know, when families and you know, there's a lot of triggering happening. And what happens physiologically is that our bodies begin to shift into another mode where we begin to actually produce more cortisol and adrenaline, and we go into that fight flight response, which is, you know, feasible if you had a lion in front of you and you needed to run. But what happens is that we're not really running anywhere, and it's just, it becomes like a norm to have that level of stress. And as a result, what happens is, as a result of the excess cortisol and adrenaline, it impacts the way that our genes are then expressed. And so it's really important to clear your triggers within yourself, and then see how that shifts things for you, not only, but also for the people around you, because it does.
Yeah, you know. And it's very, very interesting how you know, the study of science is now becoming more like, you know, this has been a study that of science that is much more better known now. And more and more people are becoming more and more aware. More and more doctors are becoming more aware of the underlying energy that can create illness. When you have a physical illness, it is very rarely, like probably 99.999% of the time, not physical at root cause. And mm-hmm. so we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. We're going to take our break here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Have you ever tried maca? Meet my friends at the Maca Team. They are dedicated to bringing you the highest quality, traditionally grown, organic, GMO-free maca supplements on the market. Their high-potency maca products have a vast array of health benefits and will make the perfect gift for that special person this holiday season. Use maca in your shakes, baking, herbal teas, and much more. Visit drpatspicks.com today to see our holiday offers and specials.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
On The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Sharan Sirdar. Sharan, before we continue, just share your contact information with everyone and let them know how they can access your amazing videos.
Okay, so my website is www.sharansurdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N-S-U-R-D-H-A-R. And if they go there, they'll find the YouTube link to those animated videos you're talking about. And those are on, you know, I've got it on epigenetics and infections and just a different angle and fun way of looking at them. Also, I've recently started to do more periscopes and blabs, so you'll find that information on my blog as well.
Awesome. And, you know, if you're listening in right now, a lot of people I know are listening later because everybody's busy these just before Christmas Eve tomorrow. And, you know, you and I had talked about on this radio show. I just did actually a teleconference, or what I call a teleshifting, for people. And it was a program for 3 weeks, and we shifted energy. The first one was a telespa, and we worked on, you know, looking good for Christmas, because it's important to do that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I want to mention to you that you are looking good.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and, you know, it's, and then I did one on just, you know, spinning out goodwill. That the goodwill that we have in our families, the goodwill that we have within ourselves, that spinning that out on a greater level to, you know, to everybody out there, you know, like that, if we can get along in our families, then we can get along on, you know, on a greater level, because everything's fractal. And then the last one I did on, I guess that was two nights ago, was on, you know, no foul conversation at Christmas dinner. So, you know, they, how to get along with people, because a lot of times, and you know, I we know that when we get together with people, that you know, a lot of times when we get together with family, sometimes we haven't seen them for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk to you about that, about, you know, even genetically and epigenetically, like the how families have a tendency to have the same, you know, what people call disease, which I call disease. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, that quite often is like we want to allow people to get better, be better. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that? And then we have someone that's calling in here that would like some shifts here.
You know how when you, you all your life you grow up and you think, I'm never going to be like my mom or my dad. And then, and then, yes. And then someone says to you, do you know, you're just like your dad. And you kind of look at them and you go, oh my God, no. And it's like, you know, it's your worst nightmare or something, and for whatever reason. And, that's the kind of thing really, the, you know, epigenetics really is, because it comes through without us even being aware of it. And I think the key word here is awareness, because when we have that awareness that actually we're not victims to our genes, we can then turn inwards and begin to start clearing all of that that was actually something we weren't even aware of, like being like our dad or mom, you know. I mean, that's just a funny example, obviously, but you know, you get what I'm saying with that, that, you
it's
know,
not, you... when you say that, I'm getting that there's, let's just strengthen everybody to that, that, when we look at our family members and we see our family members, that, there's certain things that, yeah, we would like to improve and maybe not be the same as, but let's everybody just think about, a person in our family, maybe that right now that, that's not someone that we get along with that well, or something about them, you know, maybe the way they look or whatever, and that feature, and just get in touch with that, and let's just strengthen everybody to that person. And then that person back to you. And let's just strengthen really strong boundaries here, that we strengthen all the love that you have, everything beautiful about that person, and that they could reflect that back to you, and then you could reflect that back to them. That's boosting the potential. Mm-hmm. And just deleting any karma there that would, you know, we have a tendency when we're in families to have a lot of karma with our siblings, with our parents, our grandparents, etc. So we want to strengthen that for everyone, that we could allow ourselves to see what's best about people, and focus on that for at least just that one day or that small amount of time around the dinner table. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when that happens, then you realize how much potential you have in yourself to actually shift things just by doing that, right? Mm-hmm. And it continues.
All right, well, I'm gonna take this call from Aaron from Brooklyn, New York. Aaron, are you there?
Thanks.
Hi.
For taking the call.
Hi, Aaron.
I'd like to ask, please, what you do, it's inborn, and over time you perfect it with experience. Can people, when they read your book or get personal consultation, can they help other people, of course, on an energetic level, on a goodwill level, but in an actual level, if I could send them to people who have a track record, that's great. But often people appreciate what I have to say to them, but they wouldn't go to a practitioner even though they have a good track record.
Yeah.
So the question.
Okay, so, you know, we all have the ability to tap into our intuition. We all have intuition, you know, and it is a skill that you perfect. If you're like, as you become more aware, you're able to shift energy you're able to track it, is what I would say is the best thing. And when, or the best way of saying it. And a lot of people, you know, if when it comes to disease, and I'm going to give Sharan her chance right after this, is when it comes to disease and different diseases in the body, that the similarities are there, but every single person is an individual, and every person comes to where they are in their life in their own way. And yes, you can, affect change on the physical level, definitely, you know, shrink tumors, many, many, many things. If you go to my website, thetruthisfunny.com, I have on the menu is results. And I have, you know, in my book also results on the physical level, like, you know, where people regain the use of a limb or things like that. Now, Sharan, what would you like to say about that?
I wasn't quite sure I understood the question.
Aaron, what would you like to hear from Sharan here?
I think you're both great together. You both, Sharan is a little bit more scientifically, you're both, I mean, energy follows thought. This is not based on Eastern religion. So, in other words, can someone become a practical healer, or is it best to send them to you both?
Sharan, go ahead and then I'll comment.
Anyone can become that, because that capability is within all of us. And the thing that Colette and I do, and, you know, Colette can say if she agrees or not, but I, but that is that, you know, we empower people to recognize that that gift is within them already, and that that can be possible. So,
well said, Sharan. You know, when I wrote my book, it took me so long to write it because as I was writing it, I was energetically shifting it so that when people read it, they would actually receive energetic shifting.
Well, my son sleeps with a book under his pillow.
I love it. You know, and, you know, it's really funny with my book because, you know, it's Shift Happens, and it's kind of a play on words. And I can't tell you how many people I have had email me privately or message me on Facebook and say, I got your book and I was on the toilet. I'm so happy. And so, you know, because when we're clearing energy, what happens is that energy has to move out of our body in one way or another. And the most efficient way is through the colon, having a bowel movement or urinating or, you know, moving energy in that way, like out of the body, letting the toxins. Toxins are not just physical. Toxins are also emotional and mental and spiritual. And there's a lot of psychic energy sometimes that's being released. We as human beings are multifaceted. So, you know, we are operating on many different levels. And so what I would like to ask from you, Aaron, is there anything that Sharan and I, that you would like Sharan and I to shift for you today? Because we'd be most happy to do that for you.
Well, I physically, I have to spell it out, or just generally, how you operate.
Okay. All right. So we have to take a quick break here, and then Sharan and I are going to work on this on the break. And then when we come back, we're going to do our best to explain that to, or to at least download that to you, so that you're more efficient in doing that. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your energy into and your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's Shelley.com. Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. I love the Maca team. If you've never tried Maca, you're going to love what they are doing. Maca is a root vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. As a family-run company of true Maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality Maca products at fair prices. They are happy to be the first company anywhere to offer red, black, and premium maca extracts in a GMO-free glycerin base. These extracts are incredibly high quality, potent, and very convenient. Herbal extracts have been used for thousands of years to help maintain and improve health. Some of the advantages of using fresh herbal extracts are freshness and shelf life, fast-acting benefits, and ease of use. Just drop them into that smoothie. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so of red on a green
Chosen the perfect song. This is Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth Is Funny. That song was my mom's favorite Christmas song.
Oh.
And my dad used to sing it to her when he had enough rum in him.
That was the perfect song then.
Yes, it was. And so I'm going to let you talk because I'm feeling a little emotional right now.
Okay. So Aaron, you asked about how we do the work. And so yes.
Sometimes people aren't even aware of their major issues.
Say that again.
Sometimes people are not even aware yet of their major issues.
That's true.
Sometimes doctors are wrong. Sometimes they can tell you a child has strep throat and the child doesn't really have strep throat. So I'm just asking, do I need to tell you exactly my health issues, or you can generally...
What's the biggest elephant in the room for you?
An elephant? The biggest, my eyes. A glaucoma, but I'm not sure if they're accurate, because thank God I get around for years, and I don't wear glasses that I have.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's the biggest issue, are you okay for us to work on that?
Please, thank you.
Because we were discussing during the break of how we actually work, and that is really, as Colette's term is, the higher self network. We collaborate on that level, and really the things that we're clearing are the best image for that is, you know, if you imagine that your soul, your presence, your shining light within is a rose, and around that rose is all this other stuff that, whether it's ancestral stuff or whether it's stuff that you've gone through in your life, you know, and it's all piled up on this rose. So the rose is always there. You know, your perfect, you know, having no glaucoma is always there. That energy is always there. And so what we're doing is tapping into what that other stuff around the rose is, so that your presence can come through. Does that make sense?
Please, whatever, with God's help, I appreciate what you're doing.
Awesome. Okay, so I can step in here now, and I can tell you from my perspective what I'm picking up energetically. I'm tuning in to your higher self with Sharan, from her higher self to my higher self. And what we're doing is we're, as you were using words to describe your condition of your eyes, I was picking up, the leading weakness I was picking up is that there's the lack of tension in your eyes, in the eyeballs. What's coming up is there's a weakness on a physical level, energetically from your testicles to your eyeballs and your eyeballs to your testicles. So we're just going to strengthen that. This is really common that when people have an energetic weakness in their eyes, it quite often is related to the ovaries or the testicles. Now, if you are working with a man, sometimes what will happen is it'll come up that his ovaries also, because in past life experience, there could be what we call past life experience. There could be times where the person presented as a female being and had ovaries. And so we're just going to strengthen you to all of that and the proper tension in the eyeballs. When people are squinting, what they are doing is they're trying to put tension into their eyeballs. Often, when people are, you know, we can strengthen the eyes themselves. And that's what I was doing, is just strengthening that. And you, and if you're get in touch with this right now, you can get in touch with the idea of your eyeballs right now, and then focus on your central nervous system, on your spine. And you can put some tension into your, you know, into your buttocks and up and down your spine, and just zip the energy up and down very quickly. And think about putting tension into your eyeballs when you do that. So this is connecting then the central nervous system to your the optic nerve and to your eyes, and then back again. And we also, on an emotional level, there's coming up when people have a challenge with seeing, quite often it's because there's something they don't want to see. If people want to see, if they don't want to see what their future is going to bring, or there's a weakness in the big picture, quite often people will have a challenge seeing far away. If they are not wanting to look at the details in their life, quite often there will be an energetic weakness of looking at being able to see close up. So it's going to strengthen you to everything you want to see, you don't want to see, everything that people see about you that you don't want them to see about you, and then everything that people can't see about you that they want, that you wish they could see about you. And we're just going to strengthen that on in all directions. I didn't get a number from you about how much it was bothering you about your eyes, but like, how are you feeling about your eyes right now?
Thank God, I live with faith.
Nah, that's a great way to live. Sharan, do you have any last energetic shifts that you would like to provide for Aaron?
Okay, I've wanted to ask you how old you are, if you're okay with that.
I'm quite mature, but my question is, after this, do I take a private consultation or do I buy the book? And I should, the best place is to buy it directly from you, because you put intention when you send the book. I just want to give this
okay,
the best.
Okay, Aaron, this is what I would suggest for you. I mean, I suggest for everyone, when I wrote my book, my intention is, and for everyone, whether you get it on Amazon, Lulu, whatever, that or you get it directly from me, it's a little bit less expensive financially to get it through Amazon or Lulu, just because the shipping costs me more, because I'm not, you know, shipping books like in the numbers that they are. Having said that, yes, I feel like my book, my intention in writing that book was to share everything I knew up to date at that time about shifting energy. That's why a lot of people these days write books or have someone else write books for them. I wrote the book myself because it's the only way that I could imprint it with my energy. And so my intention with the writing of that book is that anyone who reads it, anyone who holds it, will have an energetic shift for the better. And some people prefer private consultation because they want to shift things a little bit more quickly, or they want to have it pointed out to them. They're having a little bit of difficulty getting neutral. That's all good too. Sharan and I are available. And then also this radio show. And that's why I appreciate so much you calling in and, you know, asking these questions and, you know, sort of allowing other people through you to be able to feel energetic shift. And so I thank you so much for calling in, and, you know, test energetically for yourself what you prefer to do. That's,
yeah.
Always follow your intuition.
And Colette, the reason I was asking the age was because I'd picked up an inherited emotion of grief from your mom going back. Sorry, because I picked up unsupported at 36 and grief at 36 and an inherited emotion impacting the heart and the third eye and the heart itself, and not the physical heart, the energetic heart. So that was going back 38 generations. So, you know, it's these kind of energies that actually shroud that rose. And so that's also been released. So, you know, just feel into that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Aaron, for calling in. We have to take another quick break here. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have the wonderful Sharan Sirdar with me and my wonderful producer, Brian, who always knows which music to play. We'll be right back after this short break.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. We have Sharan Sirdar here with us today. Sharan, we have a little bit of time left in this last segment of the show. What would you like to shift now?
You know, we were talking in the break about what energy that whenever we get a caller on the show, it does represent the collective. And in this case, it was representing, as you said, the unhappiness of the people going through the holidays. It's just the general, you know, not having a relative or someone's passed over. So let's work on that, like you said.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm very fortunate because, you know, and this is something that our caller brought up and was asking about, like, you know, after you work a lot with your intuition, does it get better? The more people you work with, from more walks of life, from different countries, from different places, you know, different beings, animals, babies, you know, all of it. The more you open your mind, the more and allow yourself to feel, the better you get at shifting energy and the better that you are able to pick up. And quite often when I'm working with people, and especially lately, I have a lot of people from the other side, what I call the across the veil, come through, and they just want to, you know, they want to say, yay. And so, you know, we are, these, our loved ones are with us. I want to use the example of the music that Brian chose. Brian has a knack for this. I mean, we weren't joking. Like, we remember at the beginning of the show, Sharan, how we said that we might just let him do the whole show and play music.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is because, sometimes our loved ones come through electronically. Like, the one way that they can come through when they're on the other side is through disturbing technology, or, you know, like, you'll hear little, you know, things like that, or, you know, having someone else in the room say something, or, as in this case, Brian playing just the right music at the right time. And mm-hmm. so we want to strengthen that for everyone, this connection from, for people, not just on the other side, but even if they're on the other side of the world, this is what I was like, opening our hearts up and then allowing all that love that we have for them to be able to feel it. Quite often when our loved ones, you know, are no longer with us on this side, it hurts to connect with them, because it feels like there's a loss. And so that's what I wanted to shift there for everybody, that loss. Yes, they're not there in the physical, but I can, they've come through it often enough through me that I totally understand that they are there. What would you like to work on, Sharan?
Well, I was working on that collective energy, and a lot came up with the heart energy. There was lungs too, which is grief. And, you know, when I say this, is talking about the collective and what these things represent for us. So the heart chakra and the sacral chakra, which is our joy. And there was an energy of shock that needed to be cleared from the planet to allow for that to come back to balance.
That feels better already. I can feel that warming up my body. You know, this is what is so beautiful. What I would like to say also is, as I said, we all have the ability to, you know, shift energy. And we all have the ability to connect with other people, because we are all connected through the atoms, and atom being like the source energy, and we just strengthen that for everybody. What I call God, you know, some people prefer to call it source, whatever it is people are comfortable with. It's the divine love, allowing that to come through, and let's strengthen that for everyone. You and I were just talking that there's, like, for the first time in, I don't know, I think it's since 1977 that there's a full moon on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And so do you want to just comment on what, you know, you're picking up around that?
Well, I've read, I'm not an astrologer, but that also all the planets are going direct after Christmas. And what that means is that everything is going to be flowing smoothly. And I welcome that.
That's an understatement. Yeah, we're all astrologers because we're all part of the astrological world, right?
Yeah. Well, they're all inside of us, aren't they? Everything's inside of us. Yeah,
we're like stars, you know? And so when you were saying that, you know, I will be leaving very shortly to go to Peru. I'm hooking up with my wonderful Mark Kettenbach from Germany and my German tribe. I will be going with Will Hatch, who's also been on this show, and we are going to Peru, and we are going to step into that beautiful energy and do some shifting for ourselves. And, you know, when people get together in this way, it's absolutely beautiful. And while we are there, what is going to be happening is most wonderful gentleman, Leroy Malouf, is going to host the show for me. And I want to thank him in advance for that. He's an amazing energy practitioner. And, you know, what I love about my radio show here is that first and foremost, I want to thank Pat, you know, for the opportunity for being able to do this, because what I love about this is that you and I work together, and then Mark Kettenbach and I work together, and Leroy, and then I'll have Will on and Phil on and Karen, and those are the ones that I've been focusing on. And sometimes I'll have other people come on the show, but what happens is we all shift energy in our own way, and we get these beautiful results for people, and spin those results out to the entire universe. And so we've all been mentored by some amazing mentors and wonderful, beautiful practitioners. And some of those practitioners are our clients, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about that a little bit, that when we're, because Aaron had asked earlier, when we work with people, what goes on for you?
You mean intuitively?
Well, more like, do you want to talk about how every person, you know, that you connect with, what it does for you?
Oh, definitely. It's always a reflection of what's going on inside, isn't it? And the gifts that I get from working with my clients, I feel blessed, to be honest. I'm speechless about that, because there's just so much. And
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for us, this is we're exchanging energy all the time with people. And so our goal, you and I, and we've talked about this many times, and you know, you and I share the same birthday.
Yeah.
We share the same blood type, which is very rare. And I talk about this, that I consider you to be one of my greatest gifts. Think about this, a housewife from Saskatchewan, Canada. You know, raised, you know, like in the typical German, French, you know, that kind of upbringing, connecting with someone from England that's, of East Indian heritage and of your different religion, you know, raised in two totally different religions. And look how beautifully you and I get along.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Love it.
And so I want to spin some of that sisterhood energy out to all my sisters and brothers on the planet here.
Yeah, joining you with that, boosting it.
Yeah, and let's boost that. And thank you so much for listening now or later. And we will be back next week. Thank you once again, Sharan, for being on the show. And thank you, Brian, for being such a wonderful presence here for both of us. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.